Okay, this is Parak Gimel and Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach. I'm continuing a little bit longer with the area of blemishes. Rambam's going to turn now to birds. As we know, there are certain sacrifices that came from birds. So the Rambam's going to lay out a couple principles by that. And he starts off in Halacha Aleph by saying, Ein mumen posim ba'of. So there really is no actual true blemish that disqualifies a bird from being used as a korban. So this applies whether it's a male or female. So when it says it needs to be perfect, it's referring to regular domesticated animals to the exclusion of birds. Now, but of course, there's a qualification here, which is this only refers to tiny blemishes. About gufo, let's say you have like a bird whose wing gets dried out, or nismas enav, or let's say its eye was lost, or miktar raglo, or its foot was cut off. Also, the gavim mizbeach that you can't bring shema kriven chaser klal, because ultimately you can never bring something that's missing something. So, if the animal is born with, or excuse me, or develops any one of the trefas, which is an injury that would prevent me from being able to eat the animal, harezen nifsal the korban, as the Rambam stated in the last parak, that also means it cannot be used as a korban. Okay, halacha base. So torim ketanim psulin uvenayona gedolim psulin. So if you have these turtle doves that are very small or regular doves that are too big, both those situations are pasul. Shneimar min hatorim omen b'nayona tchilas atziu b'zeh pasul. So when it becomes to also when they start developing yellow feathers in either one, whether it's the tor or the b'nayona, pasul. That masai yu b'nayona kshirim. So until when are these young doves kasher? Kol zman she'okrek kanaf. So as long as when you, what do you call it, when you pluck out a feather, there's blood that fills up the area. That Torah, by the turtle doves, ksherim mishe yizhavu. It's when their feathers turn a slight golden color. Lacha gimel. Tumtum vandrogonus. So we know tumtum means where you cannot discern the sex of the person or animal in this case. Vandrogonus is where they have both genitalia. Even though this is the worst possible blemish, that's not why they cannot be brought to the mizbeach. But the reason why is since both of these animals were unsure whether they are male or female, meaning they have properties of both, so to speak. It's considered like a completely different species. And it says by korbanos zachar tamim. So it's clear it either is a male or a female. So it has to be either clearly a male or clearly a female. That's why even a bird, if it's a tumtum or androgynous, it cannot be used as a korban on the mizbeach. We've seen animals that are produced through hybrid, meaning two different species that are bred together, the yose dofen, or one that's born through a C-section, or one that is missing an age. We'll see soon what that is. Psulin. All these are pasul. Api shem hem mum. Even though there's no actual blemish. Shemar shor chas of oes. Ad shia kol min u min bifnei atzo. Until each min is clearly identifiable on its own. Lo shia ma'urav mi keves veiz. Not that it comes out through a union, so to speak, between a keves and an eiz. Right? Ki yola prat li yosei dofen. Because and when it says yola, that's to exclude, what do you call it, a C-section. Baya shivas yamim. 7 days, meaning if it's missing the amount, the proper age is supposed to be at. Tachas imo, which means prat liyosom, shenolad achas shenishchal imo. That comes to exclude an orphan animal, meaning an animal that was born after its mother was slaughtered. Halacha hey, hanidme. So let's say an animal looks like it's animal A that looks like a different species. Afi she'eno kilayim, even though technically speaking, just because it looks like a different species doesn't mean it's a hybrid animal. How are you possible this back? It can't be used in this back. Ketzat. So what's the case? So Rachel Shayalda Kamin Aids. So let's say a sheep gives birth to an animal that looks like a goat. The A is Shayalda Kamin Keves. Or let's say a goat that gives birth to something that looks like a lamb. Api Sheshwa Mixa Simonim. Even though there are some of the Simonim of the signs of its own species, however, who domil min acher. Since ultimately it looks like a different species, puzzle. It's puzzle kibal mum kavua, just like an animal that has a permanent blemish. Because there's no greater mum than a change in how it actually appears. Okay. We're going to see this a few times. So if an animal has sexual relations with a person, or meaning from the animal, so to speak, engages the person, Vanirva is the opposite, where the person sodomizes the animal. The muksal of Odazar, or an animal that's set aside for idolatry. The nevad, or an animal that was worshipped. So technically speaking, you could eat those animals and be shackled them. You cannot use these animals for a sacrifice. Kol yesh bo hashchasa pasal. Anything that has destruction in it, so to speak, or perversion is pasal. Uvaveiru omer, when it comes to an animal that was involved in what he called inappropriate sexual behavior, ki shchis kol basar. Uvavazor aksiv ki shicheis amchas. We see the theme of hashchasa. V'chein behema v'hov shahargu es adam. So too, an animal or a chicken that kills a person, harehin kirova or nirva psalm is bech. It's no different as if the animal was sodomized or engaged in sexual relations with a person, and therefore it cannot be used on the Mizbeach. L'chazayim, yearly, the Rambam surmises, sh'afi she'in kol psulim ha'ilu in the Mizbeach l'korban. So even though none of these animals that have such a psul can ever be brought as a korban on the Mizbeach, imma ravi grivan, but let's say the person did and brought him as a korban, in a loka minatara, it would not get makos midaraisa, the fishulim is parsha hazarasan, because the Torah never makes clear a warning about it. Ava esnan zonam achir kelev, which we're going to start getting into, a sacrifice that's brought through the from a present that was given to a prostitute, and the kelev is in exchange for the amount of for a dog. Asur l'gav mizbeach, these are prohibited for the mizbeach. The makriv echa mehen or shnan keechad, if someone is makriv one of them or both as one, lo keachas gets malchus. Shenemar lo sabi etzan zonam mechir kelev. Lema lo keachas al shnan, why would you get one set of malchus for both? Mishenemar b'lav echa, because when the Torah presents the isra of etzan zonam mechir kelev, it presents it as one overall isra. So getting to the issue of age, the positive commandment to bring any korban from the eighth day of its life and on. 7 days it's with its mother. Only from the eighth day on. So what's mechusar zman mean? It's too young. It's within the first 7 days of its life. Even though you can't bring an animal that's too young as a korban, if you went ahead and did bring it as a korban, you don't get makos, because it is a negative commandment coming about through a positive. And the korban, therefore, at the end of the day, nonetheless, the korban is actually not accepted as a korban. So when you get the turtle dove, right, that had not reached the stage of its maturity, that's considered like lacking in age by a regular animal. When it comes to young doves, that they're too old, all these are considered like having a blemish. Someone who brings them as a sacrifice is even though the korban's not good and is not accepted. Okay, now let's say someone comes along and consecrates an animal that's a tumtum as androgynous, having both genitals. Trefa has a wound that means it's going to die. Kilayim, it's a hybrid, yotzidofen, or born through a C-section. You consecrate it as a korban. Hareze kamakdish eitz in the banan. It's no different as if you're makdish a piece of wood from the mizbeach. With vishein kedusha chala al gufan, because the kedusha can't attach itself to their bodies. Rein chul l'chol davar, they're really considered to be like non-hektish, non-consecrated in every way. V'yimachru, you sell them. V'yavi v'dmeyam kol korban yotze, and you bring with the money that you get from the sale any korban you want. It's not considered like an animal with a blemish. Shabbat mum, ye should be no korban. Because when it comes to an animal with a blemish, you can actually bring a korban from that species. Let's say someone goes ahead and consecrates an animal that was sodomized or set aside for Bodhazara, was worshipped, etc. In the Esan Mechir Kalev cases, that's Harezeh Kamakdish Balmum over. That's like somebody who consecrated an animal that has a blemish that's temporary. The Yura Ach Yupobahemun Kabua Yuftualov. So what do? You let the animal wander in the pasture until a permanent blemish develops, and then you redeem it. Vechena Maktish Mukhusman. So too, if you consecrate an animal that's too young, Areza Kamaktish Bamum over. It's as if you were Maktish, you consecrate an animal with a temporary blemish. Vena loka, kamosh miyana, you won't get makos like the Rambam explained earlier. Nimsu kola isrunam is beachar and yudal veilahin. So there are 14 types of animals that are prohibited to be brought as karbanos. A balmum, okay, which means it has a blemish. Veshena min mofkar, that which is not the ideal. Mechusar eva mifnim, something that's an animal that's missing an internal organ. Utrefa, an animal that has a mortal wound. Vekilayim, a hybrid animal. Veotodofen, an animal born through C-section. Verova, an animal that engaged in sexual relations with a man. Venirba, one that was sodomized. Ushahemis adam, that killed a man. Haneva, that was worshipped. Hamuksa, was set aside for a vodazara. Esnan, that's the prostitute. Hamachir, that's the exchange for the dog, and then Mechuser Zman, where it's too young, where it's lacking in the proper age. All these animals that are forbidden to be brought to the Mizbeach, Osrin b'kol shehen. So even the smallest amount is Asr. I feel this Arab Echad b'rivo, Nifsara called Nislam Mizbeach. Even if a tiny amount mixed with a large amount, it's irrelevant. What do you call it? Let's say you got one animal got mixed up with a million. Everything is bad and it can't be used in Mizbeach. The Kulon, Vladosein, we turn on the Mizbeach. However, with all of them, their offspring are mutter. Except for the offspring from an animal that was sodomized, the nevedes, or that was worshipped, umuksas, or that was set aside for Rezara. Ushehimisas, other one that killed the person. Shevladam asun mizbeach mosam. Their children, their offspring, are also ushered to the mizbeach like their parents. So when does this apply? When, for instance, a sin was performed with them. Oshehimisa, kishahaisam uveris, or it killed someone when it was pregnant. Because the fetus, the offspring, was present with the mother at the time the defect emerged. And it's considered an organ. It's like a limb. But let's say it became pregnant after it was used for a sin, or after it killed a man. Then its offspring would be kosher from the mizbeach, even if it was sodomized while it was consecrated, and then went ahead and gave birth. Of course, it goes without saying that the mother of the animal was sodomized, and it's non-hektish, and then he consecrated the animal, and then it got pregnant, then shivlad the mutter. Then, of course, the offspring of the mutter. So too, the egg born from an animal that has a trefa in it would be allowed to use for the mizbeach. So let's say someone bows down to grain that's standing up. Mutar the menachos. So again, a korban mincha is comprised of flour and oil and levona, which is frankincense. Let's say someone bows down to stalks of wheat. You can still use those as a mincha. Because basically what they'll say is that when I take the stalks of wheat and I go ahead and transform it into flour, that's the same thing as, so to speak, the offspring from the animal, meaning it's a change, it's different. So too an animal that was fed this horrible, horrific food that's used for avodah zara, it's allowed to be used in mizbeach, because the food that it ate changed, so to speak, in its form. And finally, to finish off the parak, lochin kol korbanos min akum, we can accept any korban from a non-Jew. We don't concern ourselves and assume that lo mishum rova manirva, that they either had relations with the animal or the animal was sodomized. Lo mishum muksav anevad, and nor do we turn the animals away because we assume they were set aside for idolatry or they were worshipped or used for a avodah zara. Oshi yodea bevada shizeh nifsa, right? Or unless we know for sure that it's possible. We see this idea from Amalek because you see they brought the animals in to use in the camp of among Bnei Israel, demonstrating that there was no reason to have a chashash, even though Amalek was our worst enemies. Okay, that ends Parak Gimel, and we will pick up Parak Daled tomorrow.